ladies, and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 in Chicago, and boy oh boy, so much happening this weekend, this Sunday, June 25th, getting ready for Monday Motivation on Monday, June 26th. Hope you and yours are well as you're listening on this bright Monday morning. Boy, our Sunday was absolutely incredible, and I'd like to share it with you, and then we're going to dig into some words of wisdom. Great life wisdom from the Charlotte Airport. All right, so here we go. Today was Project 613's Tri-Ball 3-on-3 men's basketball tournament. Now, I branded this tournament because tri-ball means like a three-ball, but it's tri-ball. Tri-ball, right? Da-doom, boom. We like that? Okay, so maybe I won't quit being a rabbi and start a career as a branding expert. But anyway, it was the Tri-Ball second annual tourney, and it was great. Fantastic people came out. Really, really met a lot of great new people. Want to give a mazel tov to the winners. First place, big ol' to Charlie Moss, Miles Bear, and Noah Shutan. And amazing, my buddies from Dallas, Jason Epstein, Benji Liner, Zach Epstein, Elon Kogut, and Ben Yeshurin. Mazel tov on second place. And third place, Colton Horn, Jordan Sherman, and Max Dahl, who actually did well in the tourney last year as well. So thank you all for coming out. It was absolutely incredible. And really, Project 613, this is one of our key approaches, is that we have to meet people where they are. You know, not everyone, if I would advertise Torah classes, would they just come, "Oh, Rabbi, why don't you teach us Torah? It's so scintillatingly exciting." But we made some great connections, and really excited for people to experience the best of Project 613 on the court, off the court, and looking forward to great relationships built in the future. Okay, so while that was happening, my son, Tzviki, who I'm very proud of, everyone knows, he has seven sisters, and the sisters are athletic themselves, but Tzviki himself actually plays in official league and has been one of the three star pitchers of his team for the last 2 years, plays first base and bats cleanup, for those people who understand what cleanup is. And the game today, as much as I worked hard and changed my flight on Wednesday to be able to get back to the semifinal game, there was no changing the game time today, 1 p.m., and my tri-ball tournament was 11 a.m., and no way we were going to finish before 3. In fact, we finished around 3:30. So I knew that this was not going to happen. So while I am at the tri-ball tournament, I'm getting updates from the other parents on the WhatsApp chat. And it's 1-0. We score one run. And inning goes by after inning. And we're in the fourth inning, nothing. Still 1-0. We're up. And then I know that Tzviki pitches the last two innings. So here it is. I was hoping for some insurance runs. Ain't happening. So top of the fifth, we get out. We're the visiting team. And the home team, Tzviki gets up there, gets him out. Then I'm hoping for some insurance runs. Nothing doing. They got us out 1-2-3, top of the sixth, bottom of the sixth inning. This is for all the championship. This is after at least 10 games in the regular season. And another, we had a bye the first round, another two games in the playoffs, and here we are. Three games in the playoffs, excuse me. And here we are in the championship, not just of our league, but of like the whole region. Three outs to go. Tzviki mows them down. First two outs, done. Then he walks a batter. Now, in our league, with two outs, you can steal. You can't steal before two outs. Now, I know this is very intriguing for everyone. Stay with me. This is the father's nachas over here. So he steals instantly second base, steals third base. He's working on the next batter. It's a 3-1 count. Throws the ball. 3-2. The tying run is at third base. Two outs, bottom of the sixth. I'm seeing this on video after the game, obviously. Tzviki, in the windup, launches. Whoom! Swinging strike three. There it is, folks. So I only saw the video later, but I got the text that we had won, and I let out this kind of like, you know, primal scream, whatever it was. It actually was very funny because one of the refs stopped the game because he thought that I was commenting on that particular basketball game, which I was not. And my wife proceeded to tell him, Suri told him that, no, he's just screaming about his son's baseball game, which is not happening in the current basketball tournament. Okay. So these are great moments. These are great moments. There was no question where I needed to be that day. Today, I had to be with Project 613. That was our mission. This was our event. This is why we're on planet Earth. And thank God I missed very few games with my son, but I give everyone a blessing that you should be able to share these great moments with your family, with your children, with your grandchildren. These are the moments. I know in Jewish life we treasure great achievements in Torah learning and in mitzvah observance, but this was a really a special one, one that builds confidence and one that really shows these young men, these young boys, but coming men, that they really can accomplish. And hopefully they'll take this success and build upon it in their ability to connect and not give up and develop further their connection with Hashem, with God, and be a faithful link in the chain of the Jewish people. Okay, thank you for bearing with me with that very important family update. I feel like our Monday Motivation audience is very much a family, and therefore that is what I wanted to share with you. Okay, so now I have to tell you, the following interaction was one of the most profound in my life. If you've been listening, I hit the big 50 this year. So in a half century, I think a couple of minutes in the Charlotte airport were life-changing. Not necessarily because any of the lessons before I did not know, but I saw the great Torah lessons embodied in a man named Gideon. Now, Gideon, I don't know if he was Caribbean, African-American of some sort. And he, so here, I'll just tell you the story. So I was not supposed to be in Charlotte Airport. I was leaving the wedding of the Eber family, my beloved friends who I mentioned last week, and my flight. I was literally at JFK and I get a text message, your flight has been delayed from like 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm like, that is not happening. So I go into the airport, I look on my app, there's nothing I can do. I try to switch it and it gives me an option, but then it freezes. App crashes. So I go to the lady at the desk waiting in line and she said, well, I'm not sure what I could do here. She said, look on your phone. I looked on the phone. I saw the options. There was one through Charlotte back to Chicago. And she's like, well, I'll try to do that. She could not do it from her own computer behind the desk at JFK Airport. She said, but press on the app again. See if it works. And I pressed on the app and then it circled like ding, green check. Good for the first flight, circle, green check, ding, worked for the second flight. So I am not one to sing the praises of an iPhone, but boy, oh boy, it really, that was the vehicle of the Almighty's blessing because somehow the iPhone and the app was able to get me on this flight where the hardwired computer at JFK was not. But nevertheless, I'm on this flight and I always am thinking, whenever you're on a journey, the Almighty sends you messages. Every rabbi's got these airplane stories, airport stories. Why? Because we're looking for them. And I thought to myself, you know what? There might just be something going to happen on the flight. Who knows? And I had my eyes open. So it was a very quiet flight, quiet flight to Charlotte. And I get off the Charlotte airplane in Charlotte and I head to the men's room. And that is where this story happened. I walk into the men's room and instantly was greeted, have a good day, sir. And when I do this accent, I don't mean it pejoratively. I'm just telling you, this is have a good day, sir. Good day, sir. Happy day, sir. Good day, sir. Like we'd say in Hebrew, ritzuf, like just keep going and going and going. It was just one positive, have a good flight, sir. I hope your flight's a half a journey. Keep your journey going well. And he kept going and going and he was greeting people and I was watching him. And I saw people, like grumpy travelers, walking into the men's room in Charlotte Airport. And these stone-faced men, as soon as this man, and I believe his name is Gideon, greeted them, they melted. They were so happy. Someone was greeting them. Someone they didn't know. They never met him before and probably will never meet him since. But he expressed such joy and such concern. He wanted to know how their journey was. How's it going? That it was, it brightened it. And I literally, you could see the people's faces actually become lighter. They become more positive. And he would give them blessings, and he would just go on and on with positivity. And I was so impressed with this man who was working as a restroom attendant, meaning cleaning toilets, cleaning the sinks. Like, this is not a glorious job here, people. But he did it with such joy and positivity. I was blown away. And as I was leaving the restroom, washing my hands, he's giving me a blessing, I said, "Sir, do you mind if I interview you?" Because I had to get this on tape. I had to get this rolling. So it's a 37-second video. Hopefully I will put the link, plan to post it hopefully on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. But you got to see this interview. So here's how this interview goes. I said, what's your name? And I think I got, his name is Gideon. I listened to it many, many times till I got it. It was very soft. His name is Gideon. And I said, "Well, what makes you greet everyone so nicely?" And he said, "I like my job because that's what I'm doing." Okay, I'm going to go through it, and then we'll go back over it, and we'll show the lessons that Gideon nailed from a Torah perspective. So he says, I like my job because that's what I'm doing. Me, I say back to him, "Well, what do you tell everyone?" And Gideon says, "Good morning, everyone. Have a great day." And then I asked him, "Well, how many times a day do you say that?" He says, "All the time, all day. Stay busy, man. Stay busy, man." And then I said, "Well, you know, you brighten my day." And then I said to him, "Well, you know, I wasn't supposed to come to Charlotte, but the Almighty sent me here so I could meet you, so you could share the message." And then Gideon says, "Charlotte is a great place. Thank you." And then I said, "God bless." And then Gideon said, "You too." And that was it. 37-second interview that I have on video. Now, what makes Gideon so great? A lot of things make this man great. This man either was blessed with or made a decision in his life to have a positive attitude. A positive attitude that it doesn't even matter what he's doing. He is going to use his job cleaning toilets and cleaning sinks at the Charlotte Airport to bring joy and happiness and positivity to people. It doesn't matter. This man could clean toilets. He could be a shoe shiner. He could be a garbage man. He could be an accountant. He could be a doctor. He could do anything. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He's spending his day brightening people's lives. It just so happens to be that he's cleaning toilets. Now, people would think, and you'd think like, "Oh, he's cleaning toilets. He must hate his life and hate his job." No, he said, listen to what he said. He says, "I like my job because that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing." He accepted it. He accepted that's what he's doing. Now, maybe one day he'll grow, grow in his career and become the chief overseer of all the bathroom cleaners. I don't know. It's irrelevant for this story, for this incident that happened. He made a commitment. He said, "This is my life right now. And because this is my life, I'm going to make a decision to enjoy it. And I'm not only going to enjoy it, I'm going to make other people's lives better because of it." And that's greatness. Greatness is the ability to take what you have and maximize it, and not to be Debbie Downer and be grumpy and moany. And we all know those people. And sometimes those people are us, right? That the situation isn't what we want it to be. That the situation didn't work out the way we wanted it. Well, take a page from Gideon. He looks at the bathroom stalls every day and he says, "I love my job because that's what I'm doing." And he made a decision that is his vehicle to making people's lives better. Okay, now what was the next great incredible lesson that Gideon shared with us. He said so I asked him, how many times a day do you do it? He says, all the time, all day. Okay? And he says, stay busy, man. Now, I want to share with you an unbelievable source from the Chovos Levavos, the duties of the heart. And he asked an unbelievable question, a question that's incredibly relevant for all of us. And he asks in Shar Avodas Elokim, in the gateway, the section of the book that dealing with the service of God, and he deals with all types of ways to serve God. And one of the ways that we serve God is by working, our actual work, going to work every day. So, well, 6 out of 7 days. Or in America, 5 out of 7 days. He says, why do we go to work? Why did the Almighty make a world that we need to go to work? Now, this may seem like an obvious question, because if you ask most people, why do you go to work? Their answer will be, to make money. That is not the reason why we go to work. Why? Okay, work is considered a outcome of the curse of Adam's sin, Adam and Eve's sin, and therefore it's considered a necessary evil, quote unquote, to be able to bring God's blessing. So really, we go through the motions of work, but really what's causing us to make money is not our work. That's a necessary tax of effort. But what brings money to us? The Almighty's blessing. So really, on a deep spiritual level, work does not bring money. Work is a necessary component to allow God's flow of kindness to flow to us, because that's the way the world became after Adam and Eve's sin. But that's not why we go to work. Says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, unbelievable idea, there's two reasons why we go to work. One of them is to test us to see if we will make money honestly. Is that mind-blowing? Literally, the Almighty says, you're going to work. You know why you're going to work? Because I want to see if you're going to follow the rules. I want to see if you're going to make an honest buck. And if you don't know and you're in a shady deal or a questionable deal, call the rabbi, because we 1/4 of the entire Shulchan Aruch, of the entire code of Jewish law, deals with monetary matters. Did you know that? It's not just about eating kosher people. Literally, there is something called kosher and unkosher money. And 1/4 of the laws of the standard basic Jewish law deals with kosher money. How to make kosher money. Okay, that's the first reason. But he says there's a second reason. Why does the Almighty send us to work? And the answer is, the second reason is to keep us busy. To keep us busy. Because if we wouldn't be busy, we would find ways to sin. We'd find ways to act immorally. Because that's the law of human nature. The more free time we have, the more sins we do, the more self-indulgence we do. We look for things to entertain us. We get in trouble. It's so true. It's so true. If you don't believe it, it's so true. And you can look on a societal level that this is true. You can look on an individual level, this is true. People like structure, and people are productive with structure. And so therefore, Gideon in the restroom of the Charlotte airport was busting out a beautiful truth from the Chovos Levavos. I'm staying busy. I'm staying busy. I'm being productive. He's fulfilling one of the two great purposes of going to work. Because by actively, proactively engaging in work in a positive way, he's staying out of trouble. And just the opposite, he's bringing light and joy to everyone. So there's much more to say, but I want you to know that it was clear to me that the Almighty changed my flight to be able to meet Gideon. He is a blessing, and I give everyone a blessing. If you route through Charlotte, okay, if you're a woman, I don't know, maybe try and see him from the outside. If man, restroom right off of the gate, go find Gideon. And if you can't find him, take his lessons with us, because those are the deep, powerful lessons of being a positive person and not being a Debbie Downer. And even though things aren't going the way we want them, too bad. That's the way the Almighty makes the world. He's testing us to see if we can forge our inner fortitude to become positive people and share and shine positivity on others, and to keep ourselves busy with mitzvahs of making other people happy. Have an amazing week. And may we all take the Torah lessons displayed by our new friend Gideon with us for an amazing week. God willing, we'll see you right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.